Ozlu. Ozlu Toshib Marasa. Shem Barichai and his son running away from the Romans. Ran to Amara. You might be familiar with the story. Israchu Shnisa. Ibelu Charuva. A nace happened for them. Ibelu Charuva. A carob tree. Bein Adamaya. And a source of water. Vahavu Mishalchi Menayu. And they would take off their clothes in order that they wouldn't get worn out. They knew it was going to be a long haul. In the Ma'ara, if you're wearing clothes the whole time, the clothes are going to get worn out. And they were sitting until their tzvarim, until their necks in the chol. A little bit of a funny picture. Our only seer for that, only picture for that is the beach. Now you're going to the beach, cover yourself with chol. It wasn't like that, but atzvaro is a very holy beach. Atzvaro b'chola. Kuli yama garsi. Every day they were learning. Be'idin sluye. And they would daven lafshu michsei umatzo. And they would put on their clothes.
What's a ma'ar? Is it cave?
Right? Cave. They would put on their clothes only when they would daven. Okay? So the whole day they're sitting in the chol. They're learning for 12 years. And then they would take off their clothes again. Livlu. In order that the clothes wouldn't get worn up. Itzvu tresar shanei the ma'aras. And there are 12 years in the ma'ar like this. This is a famous story of everybody discusses this gemara. On Lag BaOmer, of course, this is the cave. This is Shem Bar Yochai's cave, etc. It came out of the cave, burned some people up, then went into the cave again. But let's skip to the end of the Gemara. Shem Bar Yochai's father-in-law, Pinchas ben Yair of Mesillas Yesharim fame, Zrizus Mevia, Hazirus Mevia, Lidei Zrizus, Shamar Pinchas ben Yair, Chatanei v'Nafik Lapei. He went to greet them when they finally got out of the cave after the last thing. They're out now. V'Nafik Lapei, Oz Aile Lebei Bonei. And Reb Shimon Yochai's son was healing his skin. After all those years in the cave, you can imagine, Reb Shimon Yochai's skin situation wasn't all that good. Welts, boils, burrows, little things. You sit in chol, you sit in dirt the whole day for 12 years. More than 12 years, it's gonna affect your body. So his son was treating him. And this father-in-law came by, he saw these welts, and I don't know how to describe them exactly, but these little like cuts in his skin. And he started crying. And his salty tears of his father-in-law fell onto the welts and the cuts in his skin and burned Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. They don't get to this Gemara Yishon Lag BaOmer. It's a shame, this part. He's crying. Amalei. So he says, Amalei. So his father said, Oili Shirisicha Bekach. Oili. Terrible to me that I had to see you like this. My beloved son-in-law, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Pinchas ben Yair knew who Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was. He did the whole Mesila. He got to Kedusha. He got to Ruach HaKodesh. Here's the one. And here he is with welts on his body, bitten up. Terrible for me that I saw you like this. Amar lei, Ashrecha. Ashrecha Shirisani Bekach. You're lucky that you saw me like this. Why? Shemali lo risani bekach. If you hadn't seen me like this, lo matzasi bekach. You wouldn't find me as I am. If it hadn't been for the pain I went through during those 12 years, lo matzasi bekach. You wouldn't find me with the mile of Sham Kanisa Hod Vachova Adrecha, like we say in Bar Yochai. That's where I was kona my hod and my hod. This is where I was kona my mila. I became Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in this mara through the pain. If you wouldn't see me with my body the way it is now, lo matzasi bikach. And the Gemara explains it used to be before Reb Shimon Bar Yochai went into the cave, he would ask Pinchas ben Yair a question. Pinchas ben Yair would fire back 13 answers. And by the time he got out of the cave, Pinchas ben Yair was asking the questions of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and he would fire back. Not 13, but 24 answers. And I was thinking, perhaps, not the Pasha of the Gemara. The Pasha of the Gemara was in the same Mitzvah. It was in the same field. So it was an Halacha. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai used to ask for Pinchas Ben Yair. Now Reb Pinchas Ben Yair is asking Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is coming back, is coming back with tremendous erudition in all of his answers. Maybe you could learn the Gemara is that they used to be talking in one field. Let's say they were talking in Halacha. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had no other field. But of course, as we know, Sham Kanisa Hodcha Vahadurecha, in that field, that's where Shimon Bar Yochai was Mizgalo, Razi Torah, the secrets of the Tzar, etc., were from that period, as I think it says. So it could be that's what Rav Shimon ben Chis ben Yair. Something used to be that Rav Shimon ben Chis ben Yair had nothing to ask Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And now he used to ask him in a field. Rav Shimon bar Yochai had 24 answers for everything. Sometimes, as we're pushing through the Zman or the Seder, questions start, might happen to you sometimes. What am I doing? It's not worth it. I'd rather be playing golf. It's not relevant. What difference does it make? But you stop. You have to say to yourself, I can push through this. I can push through the Seder. I can push through this month. I can push through this Zman. And at the end, I'll be able to look back and say to myself, it won't be for the pain that I'm taking now. I won't reach my Maila. I won't reach my Madrega. And I suggest further. Each one can look at whatever you've acquired. And everybody in this room has acquired and made great hasagas, has accomplished things in his years in yeshiva. So look at yourself. It's painful to learn how to read a Rashi, to learn how to read a Gemara, to know how to understand the Marsha, to think about a deep Chakira, to think about step two. It's painful. It's painful. It hurts. A lot of times you want to throw it out and just say enough. No, die. Ilmole, lorisani bekach lomatzasi bekach. It wouldn't be for the pain, the suffering, the difficulty. You wouldn't be who you are today. And that has to give you a chizik to go on to the next level, to the next level. It hurts. Amal HaTorah hurts. It's difficult. Why am I doing it? What's the relevance? Yamoli lorisani bekach lomatzasi bekach. Chaim Shmuel Levitz once commented about the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh of Aryeh Levi Mintz was so great. The Rabbeinu the Hagra said about him, in Nister, it's me and then it's him. That's also good. In Nigla, it's him and it's me. Sir Madrega, the girl, we can't be masik his godless. And in Nister, Shagas Aryeh was a second, but in Nigla, the Shagra said he's a first. Anyway, so he, as the girl also did, used to take a galusim, self-imposed Goliot. They used to go to different towns where no one knew them. Sometimes people wouldn't treat them with the cover that they would obviously deserve. The girl was the king of the Jewish people. Go to a town, no one knew him, no one recognized him, no one saw him, couldn't find a bed sometimes. Shagasari did the same thing. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz commented that the Chidushim, the parts of Shagasari that were during the periods of Golis, are better than the other parts. Those are the best parts of Shagas Aryeh is when he was in Golis, when he was in Tsar, when he was suffering. That I learned in a different period, that's what stood for me in the difficult times. Sometimes we want everything to go smooth for ourselves. Perfect chavrusa. The shir should fit exactly where my brain is every second. 60 minutes of exact entertainment designed to me. Two portions once I get down to lunch. But the amul, the difficulties, what's going to get us there? We should be accepting the difficulties. We should be waiting for them. Rav Meir Shapiro, who later became one of the great, was a great Eloi of Shatz, I think the Eloi of Shatz they called him then, of course became one of the great Gedolim, pre-war Europe, built Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, founded Daf Yomi, was in the Polish parliament, great activist, say in Eshitara terms. So his mother turned to him one time when he was younger and he said to him about all the paramesiris nefesh, was learning late, hurting his eyes. And his mother said to him, see how Jewish mothers used to think back then in Poland. America, it's a little bit of mesiris nefesh for a zagrosa Torah. It's a little bit of mesiris nefesh for such a great Torah. For such a great Torah. Whatever mesiris nefesh you're putting in is a little bit. Sometimes we feel so we're giving so much, and for sure in a lot of ways we are. But what are we really giving for a Zagros HaTorah, for such a thing? To be Dovak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Dovak to his Ratzon, Yuvah Dibur Echad, Yuvah Ratzon Echad, he and his Ratzon are one, he and his Word are one, we're Dovak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for that, Bechlal HaShvos HaNishvos Mimeni Yisborach, Utzarach B'Yosav, amongst the HaShvos, amongst the emanations, Derech Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpil Utzarach B'Yosav for the sake of his Brios, Yesh Hashpa Achas, there's one Hashpa, El Yonah Mikol Hashpos, higher than all the Hashpos. Shin Yonah Hu Ayoter Yakar Umula, and its Indian is higher. Umula Mikol Mashiach Shiyamotzi Benim Tzoyim, higher than anything else that can be found Benim Tzoyim. Benim Tzoyim means everything, not just the physical world, all the spiritual world. It doesn't just mean down here. It's more, it's higher than hamburgers, higher than the Olympics. It's higher than any Nim Tzoyim. Anything created by Kadosh Baruch Hu is higher than the highest Malachim, higher than the highest Olamas. V'hainu shu tachlis mashiev she yimotze b'nimtzos. It's the tachlis, the highest point that could possibly be found in the created beings. Meina metzias amiti shelo. Something kaviyocha like his metzias, something like his reality itself. Shelo yisbarach. V'kar umayla. Meina mitas amalos yisbarach. Something like him. Can't really understand that. I hope we all appreciate it. We don't really understand him. So we certainly don't understand the hashpah which is like him. But there's hashpa, there's an emanation which is the most, as much as can be, as much as possible, as much as in all creation. The whole universe of creation, it's something like him. And this is what he gives from himself, from his kavod, from his honor, and his yakar, and his level to bruos. V'amnam. Kosher bar yisbarach shmo is hashpa zos. Where did he put this hashpa? Bini nivri mena yisbarach l'tach l'zeh. In the place which was created, v'hu ha-Torah. Torah is where that hashpa is. Torah is where that hashpa which is mi'al kol hashpos, which is higher than anything, mi'kol anim tzayim, who kashar etzeh, he connected that, he put it into, to the Torah. So for that, a little bit of mesiras nefesh, for that, a little bit of work, a little bit of grueling, a little bit of struggle, mi'ashpa yonah. It's so funny. I think it's true, if I say something the way I look at things, it's probably the way many people look at things. You think about an Olympic athlete, you know. Let's take a shot putter. Shot putter? How do you say? Putter. Shot putter? Feet putter?
Shot putter.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You think about how much effort does he put, how much does effort does he put in, you know, to get the right spin with the left spin, the whole thing, that, you know. And you look at it and you think, but it's worth it. It's for something. Maybe he's going to get a bronze medal. Maybe come in sixth. You know how good it sounds to say I came in sixth? In a book one time, you know, the father said, in 1926, I came in sixth in the Olympics. You know, that's something you take with you for 50 years, such a thing. And the truth is, we say to ourselves, it's silly. Oh, let's take an Olympic swimmer, you know, shaves his legs, wears a silly shower cap. Why? For a few hundredths of a second, but it's for something. It's worthwhile. And in our minds, we say to ourselves, it's shtuyot. But deep down, it speaks to us. I understand that. I relate to that. And to be an Olympic, to be for a few hundredths of a second, getting up 6 in the morning, no life, hour after hour, for the one moment on TV in Beijing. But it speaks to us deep down. We know that the right religious answer is it's not worth it, that's stupid. But deep down, we watch it. There are summers when I watch the Olympics on a sheer for hours on end. There were holes in my seat. It's like Roshim Bar Yochai. And then you think, but when it comes to our learning, with dveikus to the highest light, with accessing the true lessons of living, like the Rashiva says, it's the opposite. Outwardly, it's great, for sure. We're going to talk about it. But inwardly, what am I doing? I understand what he's doing. He's throwing a piece of metal as far as he can, 136 yards. Some little guy's going to come and put the mark, place on the mark. Shaving his legs makes sense to us. But to be connected to the highest light, outwardly, yeah, it makes sense. But inwardly, what am I doing? This is what life's about. This means something. We have to know our both sides. You have to remember every little bit, every little pit you put in is worth it. The Masechta, what's the Lashon Masechta? Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Kedushin, Masechta Chagiga. So the Pashup shot, I think, is Masechta is the Lashon of like Sukkah, something that encompasses, covers, covering Shabbos. We finish Maseches, we try at least, we know what it means to cover a topic, cover Kedushin, Maseches. One of the few Reb Nachmans I know says a Gevaldiga thing. He says, Maseches, the Lashon Sechi, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Sechi, the Lashon tears, crying. Shukayai, Masachti, something like that, it's crying. Maseches Shabbos, Maseches Chagiga is the tears of Chagiga. They cried when they learned the Maseches, to get it right, to fight against my Yitzhahara, the way he talks, to fight against the Chitzonim, to fight against everything that's against me. To fight against my bad midas to destroy, to fight against my will not to yell at my charusa, to fight the fact that I want to yell at my charusa, to fight over the fact it's not interesting to me, I'm crying. It's crying, it's tears. Maseches, Maseches Chagiga. And you ever wonder, he continues, why is it we paskin like the Bavli, not the Yerushalmi? Now, well, Yerushalmi's very nice, you know, so something popular, maybe we should learn Yerushalmi. That's one question I don't get too much in Eishet Torah. Let's make the Yerushalmi Seder. I don't want to put any ideas in anybody's head, right? But why are we passing like the Bavli? So Nachman says a beautiful thing. He says, Al Naharas Bavel, Sham Yashavnu, Gam Bachinu. Al Nahar, it's a pasuk. Al Naharot Bavel. Naharot, the rivers, on the rivers of Bavel. There we sat, and there we cried. It's talking about the Chorban, talking about the destruction. Because Yirmiyahu was taking the people out. They were on the banks of the banks, the Euphrates, the Tigris, etc., crying. Al Naras Bavel, the Naras of Bavel. So now it says Naras Bavel means the Naharas are the Naharas of Torah, the Das. On the Horus, on the Torah streams of Bavel. On the Torah streams of Bavel. Sham Yashavnu, that's where we sit. That's how we paskin. Sham Yashavnu, why? Gam Bachino. Because in Bavel they cried more than they cried in Eretz Yisrael. It was harder. Memchashim Hoshivani Kemase Olam. Zub Talmud Shabavel. It's dark. It's not clear. In Bavel you don't see things. Eretz Yisrael, things go clear. They had to cry to understand, to open it up, to open it, to be Tophis. But Al Naras Bavel, Sham Yashavnu, why? Gam Bachino, because we cry in Bavel. That's what makes a person. The difficulties, the tsaris, the tsar, the omel. You know, everybody wants to feel spirituality. Not a person in the room, and it's certainly not a yid, probably not a human being, doesn't want to feel Rigsei Kodesh, doesn't want to feel spiritual, doesn't want to connect to higher things, doesn't want to open up those parts of his personality. So how do you do it? So this is the Chazanish says, Vamnam, we don't have any clear thing. Aruch Musudar. There are different things, but there's nothing that we know clearly. Aruch Musudar, that's so to speak, edited and clear. Lahoris Lefaneno, to show us. Haderech Hayishara Lefatech Leva Lahargish Kloyos. There's no clear way. How do you get yourself? How do you open up your heart? How do you open up your heart to Ruchnias? Zulas Amol Hatfuna B'Torah. Besides working hard in Torah Shabal Peh. The tfuna, to truly try to understand and break down. It's a person who could say Erbosai. You know how he lived. Zulas amol hatfuna b'torah shbal peh. Raka iyim b'torah v'amobah, one who works in Torah. Hard. Who are our refuah yichida? That's the one refuah, the one remedy, v'kolel zakol, which touches everything, l'chol tachluei nefesh. To all tachluei nefesh. All the maladies of the soul, you're feeling this way, you're feeling that way, amol Torah is going to touch everything. There are other things you need also, of course. Musar, davening, of course. But Torah is kol everything. Amal Torah, breaking your head, trying hard. His adnus anefesh, to the fineness of a soul, the fineness you find by Talmid Chacham, the fineness you find like someone like Reb Chaim Uri, bekalkelus hatfuna tluya, in the basket of understanding is it dependent. Lofi rov hakalkala v'tuva tigdal anefesh, and the more you fill up and the greater good you put in that basket, Tigdal nefesh, the person's nefesh gets greater. V'techa lahargish, and he begins to feel rikshe kodesh. He starts to feel holy things. V'atzilish shmaimit, and a heavenly elevation. Lakir plias haskachos yisborach, and he can start to see the bria, and he can start to really see what's going on. I asked my Rebbe one time, I told many of this, I asked my Rebbe one time about Avos Hashem. He says, what do I know about Avos Hashem? You know, he knows plenty about Avos Hashem. I said, what do I know about Avos Hashem? So I pushed him, he says, listen, but you know, you learn 6 hours in a row without a hefsek, and then you see the sun, you have Avos Hashem. That's what he said. Amazing, not just a Chazon Ish, someone who lives. Beitar, you take a trip, half hour, he's there. Many people feel that after I learned for a whole Seder. Why? He says, I can't explain it. You learn for a whole Seder, you daven better. You're more sensitive. It's ma'ad in the nefesh. Believe it. Take it in. Another place the Chazon Ish says, Lamed Zion. Iker Segulas HaTorah, the Iker Segula, the Iker Segula of the Torah, Lahaviyat Adam L'Roma, Romus Yiloh. It's not just understand it, it takes you to a higher place. Lahaviyat Adam L'Romus Yiloh, it takes you to a higher level of reality. L'Hakir Chovasa Bo'olam, and lets you recognize your Chovah down here. Bo'ayde Amol Shel Torah, through the working in Torah hard. V'chol Shadam Moseb Yigiyaso, and the stronger you work, Menatek Bezeh Chevli Yetzer, you cut off Yetzahara. M'mayis, B'tanugei Havolim, you start to realize Olam Hazeh, Shtos of Havolim, it's nothing. V'nafsho, Mishtokekes, Lirik She Kodesh, and your soul starts to desire holier things. I'm waiting for Shabbos. I want to see Kedusha. I want to see Purim. V'oneg HaChachma, the joy of Chachma. U'metek Taras Lev, the sweetness of having a pure heart. V'akarish Lo Basav Adam, and you start to realize that I'm a little bit more than just an animal. Just want to make one suggestion for a particular area of chizuk. He's no gay to all of us. Give you one more chazanish. Lilmo sha'achas, will hapsik sha'achas, to learn for an hour and stop for an hour. Hikium, it's mekayim something. It is. What's a mekayim? Hato va'efes v'heder. It's mekayim nothingness. It's mekayim something. Hato va'efes v'heder. Nothingness, zeroness. zilchness, and lackingness. So you are mekayim something by stopping, starting, stopping, starting, stopping, starting. Hareza zoreya, what are you doing? You start learning. I learn for half an hour, right? Not really that tired, but nice time for a coffee. Hareza zoreya v'sholeach aleim mayim slavchem. You're zoreya. You're working. You're getting somewhere. You're going to feel some kedusha. Keep going. Yeah, break for 15 minutes. Down to the coffee nook. See what's going on. So you know what it is? It's your zoreya. You're planting. Then you throw water on it to kill the seeds. Seeds need some time. Ikra limud ha'tmidi v'abilti nifsak. The main limud is to learn continuously and without stopping. Belimud ha'tmidi, by learning continuously. Who saw that kedusha? Who saw that kedusha? 5 hours back and forth is not going to do it. 5 hours straight without stopping? Who saw that kedusha? That's the secret of holiness. You want to feel Rishay Kodesh? Do the real thing. Asaf Ruach. And the one who just makes it broken up, Asaf Ruach, he's going to collect wind. You want to collect wind? You want to collect holiness? Rabbi said, we need more Ritzifus in the yeshiva. Keep it going, each and every person. It's Atzei Tzahara, you don't realize. If it's half hour, if it's an hour, if it's 2 hours, Kolach Lefi Madre Gosto. Have some shear for yourself. Have some number for yourself. What I could do in my kohas. People are different. Some people go, I used to be able to do more. I have a lot of things that myself personally tell you to do less. Some people are like this, some people are like that. But to have that in your bag of tricks, something you're working on, your time in yeshiva, how much do you have during the day that a period of time where I won't let myself be bothered? Where I won't go down. I can push another half hour with it. I can push another 15 minutes. Kol echad, how good it will be. I'm not going to ask everybody, not that type of guy, but how good it will be before we walk out of that door, that kol echad ve'echad, each person accepts upon himself until Tu B'Shvat, for a month. A month away, until Tu B'Shvat. I accept every day to have some period where I learn straight. To feel that a little bit. It's half an hour, if it's 20 minutes, if it's an hour, it's 2 hours. Each person judge himself. In closing, Rabbi Yossi, Amal HaTorah, as we've been saying, is the potential for unlocking the lessons of living, like Marina Reshiva always says, the secrets of the universe, the Rikshe Kodesh in all of us. It's certainly worth every big and little effort we can put in. That's Lacha Rabba.
Make a joke. Reach bits.
Thank you, guys. One is here. Chelik Gimel Kuflin Aleph. Yeah, I'll tell you. We kaim a little bit. At least I can talk to people about it, you know. Gimel Kuf Nun Aleph, and then another two is one is in, and then the other two in Chelik Aleph, Michtav Lamed Zayin, Michtav Lamed Zayin. You writing this? Gimel Kuf Nun Aleph, and Aleph Lamed Zayin.
What was that verse or not?
And Aleph Gimel. I didn't have to remember. Remind me. Yeah, yeah, sure.
In the beginning and the end,
I think maybe Reish Samachal, Reish Nun Aleph. But I'll try to look it up. Yeah, Aleph Gimel. Okay, Aleph Gimel, Aleph Lamed Zayin, and Gimel, Chelik Gimel, the three, right? Different book than this one. There's another one, Kuf Nun Aleph.
Good
to you.
How did your last minute feel? Huh?
I don't want to go sleep because it's so much.